Hola amigos and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. Today it is January 25th, 2019. And a big shout out to my brother. Happy birthday. Alright, there's so much going on tonight. I'm so excited for y'all. I've got the update for you for the government crisis that has been affecting so many people. I have the latest Oakdale University. And I have a newsletter that you're just going to want to check out and subscribe to. There's just so much to go on. Where to begin? Hold on just a sec before I get here. So it's funny when you're trying to get everything together. Best laid plans, as they say. But I kid you not, I have all my notes together. I just got to see here. All right, here we go. The latest on your government crisis of the shutdown that's affected so many people. Here we go. Trump conceded to the government shutdown reopening for 3 weeks, ending on February 15th of 2019 without the wall funding. More updates as they come in. Praise God for his blessings. My heart goes out to many who have been affected by this national crisis. I pray we all find peace. All right. Are you ready for the latest Oakdale University? It's coming right up. Let's take a quick music break.
Touch, touch, touch. But I got nobody here. broken hearted. Cry, cry, cry since the day we parted. Touch, touch, touch. But I got nobody, so I do it so.
All right, everybody. And again, this is Willie's View Podcast. Thank you so much to everybody who's been listening in. And, adios mio, with so many wonderful listeners. As of right now, the tally now is 1.8K listeners. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. So many people are talking. Let's hear what they've got to say. Thank you so much for, doing your podcast. I like listening to you on way home, at work, and with my friends. Oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you so much. There's a lady that she tweeted that I listen to your podcast at work and I do hair. Awesome. Very cool. I like that. Another lady, I really enjoy your soap night themes. I hope you continue to do them. Yes, I'm going to be doing a lot more in February. It's going to be exciting. And another one she put on there, I really enjoy your 80s night theme. Please tell me you're going to do other themes along with more 80s night. And yes, I will be doing more 80s night, and there's going to be so many other themes. You're just going to love it. All right, here is your Oakdale University. Oakdale University, Azul Returns Online Written Spinoff Fanfic Season 7, Episode 8, Quake, Part 5 of 6. As the citizens of Oakdale anxiously await news that the earthquake has died down, their emotions may just explode in different ways. In Lakeview, Lisa Grimaldi is cleaning up broken glass in the lobby of her restaurant inside her lucrative hotel. She meets a new stranger. Sorry, we're closed until the town's safe again from earthquake. She says, surprisingly piqued with curiosity, who the young man is. Who are you? She demands. You are my mother, he reveals. She recalls a dark time in her life. She was dealing with so much at the time. Her affair with Bob Hughes had ended. She needed a shoulder to cry on. She had met a strikingly handsome stranger of Asian American heritage. He swept her off her feet. It was a discreet, passionate affair. He was a very rich man in bed and in life. He made her happy until fate or evil in the form of Tonio stole the baby she had. The man she fell in love with had doubts, so they ended their union. She's shocked to see her son after all these years. I lost you as a baby. I even tried searching for you privately best I could, she recounts, tears flowing down her face. I am Dakota. My father, Garen, passed away 4 months ago. He raised me to be the man I am today. You are looking at Oakdale Police Department's new detective, he reveals. Meanwhile, Katie Peretti receives a text from the FBI. She must steal a vital artifact from the White House. She refuses at first, but after she's warned what she could lose, she agrees. Luckily, the new boss of WOAK, Kendall Hart, sends on an assignment to follow up on news involving the government shutdown. While she wrangles herself inside, she accidentally stumbles upon two hot guys from the security team making out. She attempts to flee, but now she's in hot water. Paul Ryan surprises Lily to a lunch outing. Moments later, her twin sister, Rose D'Angelo, witnesses them exchange a romantic lip lock. Greenlee Smythe is meeting up with her ex-husband, Ryan Lavery, when she gets the shock of her life. She sees Trey Kenyon is alive? To be concluded, Dakota played by Christopher Sean. Oh my gosh, there's just so much going on. I love it, don't you? All right. Don't go away. Another quick music break. And then when I return, I've got some juicy, juicy soap spoilers. And I've got a newsletter that you just can't forget to subscribe to. I know I did. I'll tell you more when I get back. Here we go.
But I don't touch you up with apologies. I hope I don't run out of- attack, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, a second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
And we're back. Okay, everybody. It is my pleasure to promote this awesome newsletter that you've got to check out. To start your day on an exciting adventure, I highly recommend that you sign up for this cool newsletter called The Skim. That's right. Capital letters THESKIMM.COM. That's theskim.com. I highly suggest you subscribe and read it daily. There's just so much to check out on such a wonderful newsletter. Again, that is theskim.com. All right. Don't go away. Got one more quick music break. And when I return, your soapy spoilers.
Girl wants, what a girl wants.
All right, everybody, and we're back. Are you ready for your soapy spoilers? Here we go. Roll call, drums, what do you call it? Drum alert, everything, all that good stuff. I'm so excited for you Young and the Restless fans, because I love Young and the Restless. I'm such a big fan. Again, thank you everybody who did participate in our hashtag Fire Mile Young, Young and the Restless. My goodness, it's amazing the power that daytime fans have. Okay, with that out of the way, it is my pleasure to announce that, yes, the rumors are true. There is going to be a Adam Newman recast. Adam Newman is going to be returning very soon. I'm very excited to hear that he will be returning. I'm such a big Adam Newman fan. All right. The other cool part is, here's what else is going on with Young and the Restless. Victor will be confronting Arturo. Mia gets some shocking information on Sharon and decides to use it. Nikki Newman goes after Phyllis, and she's determined to try to destroy her. Will she succeed? Kane decides to use what he finds out about Summer, and decides that he's going to use it to hurt Billy Abbott. Lily gets an early release, and she's about to shake up Genoa City in a major, unexpected way. And as you do recall, that Devon will be hooking up with Mia very soon. That's going to be interesting. I'm not sure with this Kane and Victoria situation, but you know what? After the way Lily acted, pushing Kane away, I'm okay with it. Because, you know, if that were me and my wife acted like that, it'd be divorce court in a minute. Boom. All right. Bold and the Beautiful, you don't want to miss a minute. Hope starts suspecting that baby Beth could be hers. Is it possible? We all know the truth, so you don't want to miss a minute of that. On the Days of Our Lives, Salem heats up as Ted and Hope grow closer. Could it be the end of her marriage to Rafe? Oh, please say it is. Leo will deal with his mother, who has a big secret. Is it possible? Could Leo be connected to John Black? Is he John's son? Oh my God, there's so much going on. Also, don't forget your favorites and mine. Empire and Star return in March, along with 911. Oh my God, I love it. I just love it. All right. Again, thank you everybody for listening. Oh my God, it's been so much fun. I've enjoyed giving you such good news. And please continue to subscribe, share with your friends. You're welcome to tweet me at ViewWillies on Twitter. You're also able to follow me on Instagram at OfficialPartyWill. And do not forget, due to what's going on with Wattpad, I'm sorry, but there's just too much hackers over there. I'm transferring my stories, and they're going to be on my online publications magazine. So go to Google. You can Google it. Go to Party Will's Online Publications Magazine and start reading my stories, and you'll enjoy them. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can still go to Wattpad/Party Will. You can read my stories. But until March, because after March, they will all be transferred over. So I don't know. Maybe I might keep them there. I don't know. But for right now, I'm just not trusting Wattpad people. I'm getting a lot of hackers on my page that are just leaving all these little dumb comments, and it's ridiculous. Okay. Also, do not forget, Facebook is doing this big thing now. Apparently, changes have been made. It turns out that for administrator groups, here's what's going on. If my cat just touched... my cat just touched my other phone. Okay, here we go. Ready? Here, okay. If you're with Facebook groups, here's what's going down. If you're not being active in any Facebook group, they're not only going to remove you, but you'll be blocked. And it's really bad. So if you're in any group of Facebook, I highly suggest that you just like a comment. Kind of be participant. You don't have to do it all the time, but at least a little bit. Because if you don't show participation, they literally think that you're just like a lump on a log, or could be a hacker, and they want to be careful. So you'll be removed immediately. And we have no control over that. I know this because I'm an administrator. And, you know, that's just crazy. I know. It's Facebook. What can we do, right? Hang on just a sec. It's crazy to do, right? Because it's the Wi-Fi. No more, you need to quit. You need to stop. Oh my god. My cat won't stop. Alright, everybody. I'll have to give you some more information the next time, I promise. Time is running out for me over here. So hang on just a sec. I'm wishing you all the best. Have a great weekend. And do not forget to join me tomorrow. It is my birthday. I will be turning 45, and I have a special guest. He's an author. He's a poet. He's a influencer, and he is a daytime heartthrob. Who is he? Tune in tomorrow, please. You don't want to miss a minute. I wish you all the best. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the flip side. Bye bye.
Chinese food makes me sick, and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer. Hip-hop mama named Spick and Span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird jersey, 33. When you take a...
Silence, guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. Keep it straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at.
Step by step. Oh,